Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
There we go. Somebody turned off the buttons. I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sitting here talking and saying good morning, and I'm not hearing anything in my headphones. And I said to Steve Kushilov, who's sitting across from me, I think somebody turned off the equipment.
Well, Joe, you know, my faith in technology has just been totally smashed. So I'm
Well, this wasn't rocket science. There's a button that turns the thing off and a button that turns it back on. And, of course, I just had to find that button.
Can I give a quick shout-out to a local donut store without – I don't know if they're a sponsor.
Well.
Well, you know, when I upgraded my phone last week, and I didn't even intend to upgrade my phone, but that's what happened. I lost the balance, my Dunkin' Donuts balance on my phone.
You carry a balance for Dunkin' Donuts on your phone?
Yes, that way when I pull up to the drive-in, I just show them my phone and they scan it and bada boom, bada bing, that takes care of my whatever, my coffee and donuts. Anyway, so I upgraded it, lost the balance. I was in touch with Dunkin' Donuts, which is not easy, but I was. And yesterday I saw they had restored my balance. So I'm very happy about that.
Well, I'm glad your balance has been restored because I've honestly felt you to be slightly out of balance over the past few days. But it's a pleasure talking to you about it anyway.
Joe, it comes with age.
Welcome to the club. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. It is an open phones day while Mark Lawrence takes the second of 3 days off. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, the Danville Pharmacy, the Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com, or you can text us at 70236. The hometown pharmacies are proud to sponsor our toll-free hotline number, 1-800-795-9565. They are the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, the Danville Pharmacy, the Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Your hometown pharmacies do offer personalized service on a first-name basis. So when you go to the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, you'll see Terry. That's out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills. Trutz Pharmacy, you'll see Tyler on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg. The Norrie Pharmacy, Steve, Duke Street in Northumberland. The Danville Pharmacy, Kathy on Mill Street in Danville. Jennifer, the head pharmacist at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street there. And Brad, the owner at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg. As I've said before, some of the hometown pharmacies offer delivery, but every single one of them offers friendly hometown service from people you know and trust, and every dollar you spend locally gets spent locally 10 times over. So you support many in your community by supporting your local hometown pharmacy. Stop by, give them a try. You'll be glad you did. Well, Steve, we have been starting out every day this week with an email from our friend EB, who has something to say about President Trump almost every day, and we vowed before we started the program this morning that we would try and find another topic, but I will, in fairness to this gentleman, read his email. Yesterday, he said, I wrote in about two troubling reports, the first about the FBI considering opening an investigation into whether Trump was a Russian agent, and the other about Trump confiscating the interpreter's notes from his meeting with Putin. Several callers and emailers also tried to make points about how concerning this is. Every time a valid point was raised, the response was the same. What about Obama? What about about Hillary? What about the Democrats? And, of course, all the requisite Fox News talking points for deflecting conversation away from Donald Trump. So my question is, what about Trump? Maybe instead of repeatedly trying to avoid the subject, you could actually dig into it. Maybe today you could focus on the present rather than the past. Maybe you could focus on the sins of the current president rather than those of the former president and someone who lost the presidency. Whether you believe Trump is under Putin's thumb or not, every American should be concerned that there's enough smoke on this issue to indicate a potential bonfire. Leave the whataboutism behind for a day and really talk about this.
Hear, hear. And then this morning you open up the newspaper and you read that Donald Trump has suggested, on several occasions, has suggested to his own security officials that maybe it's time for the United States to pull out of NATO. I can think of no greater gift to Vladimir Putin than the United States pulling out of NATO.
Well, you know, I could say to you, I think we ought to exit the European market. I'm England. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, but you have to explore. I don't have any problem with any president exploring anything if he feels it's in the best interest of the country. Why would the president advocate pulling out of NATO unless he had some reasonable thought that it would improve something? No one wants to harm this country. I don't believe Donald Trump wants to. I don't believe Barack Obama wanted to. I don't believe Hillary Clinton wants to harm this country.
Yesterday we talked about presidents in general having the best interests of their country at heart. Perhaps Donald Trump does. I'm not going to, by no means am I going to sit here and say that he doesn't. Donald Trump's problem, he has a worldview, Joe. He has a worldview that doesn't extend beyond Fifth Avenue in downtown New York City. I mean, we all know why Donald Trump has talked about leaving NATO. He thinks that our NATO partners are not paying their fair share in terms of money. That is
the NATO organization calls for specific amounts to be paid
fine.
That they aren't paying.
That's great. The point is, if a person thinks that NATO is all about money and who's paying their fair share, that is appalling. That's an appalling thought to have, and it utterly misses the point of what NATO is all about. There is probably no greater barrier, no greater obstacle to oppression, world oppression, particularly Russian oppression, than NATO.
Well, isn't it possible the president is just using that as a way to get people to pony up their fair share? You know, and I think here's another interesting thing. If you've been following what's going on between France and Germany, they're talking about Macron and Angela Merkel are talking about trying to form some alliances or forge some agreements that increase their safety without depending on the United States to pump money into everything they do. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, especially because they realize that with Donald Trump in the White House, they cannot count on the United States to be a partner in the defense of Europe.
Oh, that's very unfair.
The
United States has not backed down from its commitment to defend Europe.
No, not yet. But when you've got a president who says he told national security officials he did not see the point. He did not see the point of NATO. As I said, this is a man whose worldview is so narrow. His appreciation and knowledge of history is so woebegone that he doesn't see the value. He doesn't even understand what NATO is all about. I'll tell you what, Joe.
Well, that's your assumption. You
yes,
don't know what
assumption.
He knows and what he doesn't know,
well,
neither do I.
Well, all we can go on is what he has expressed and what we see and what we hear. And what we see and what we hear indicates a man with no appreciation and no knowledge of history. And I'll tell you, Joe, if you think that financially supporting NATO is expensive, tell me about what you think the expense of a world war would be.
All right, but the same thing happened to the United Nations. He went in there and said, you know, you've got to start paying your fair share because the United States is not going to be the world's piggy bank anymore.
That's fine. And there are, as we said yesterday, I think we might have been off mic. You know, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say
it. No argument. That's often the case.
You know, for him to go in like a bull in a china shop and rant and rave about people not ponying up and supporting whether it be NATO, whether it be the United Nations, that I can just see Vladimir sitting over in his little Dhaka hut or whatever and smiling and saying, yep, this is what I want. I want to see seeds of discontent sown among the world's allies.
So in other words, if we have differences or if we believe something isn't fair, we should keep our mouths shut about it because we don't want to make Vladimir Putin happy.
No, I'm not saying keep
our
mouths shut.
You see an injustice, you know, would you feel the same way about racism here in America, ignoring that because it's easier to keep quiet than it is to possibly offend somebody?
I did not say keep quiet. I did not say keep our mouth shut. I said there are ways of saying things and ways not to say things.
Well, how do you politely say you ought to pay your fair share?
That would do it. That's pretty good.
That's what he said.
Well, you know.
That's exactly what he said.
You know, I mean, you know, here you and I sit, just the two of us, and you're saying to me, Steve, you ought to pay your fair share. Okay, that's fine. That's the way to do it. You're not going outside in front of everybody.
But here's what you're missing. They've said that for years. The United States, even under President Obama, has made a point of trying to get the governments of NATO to pony up their fair share. Now, the difference is President Obama did not speak out publicly or try to embarrass them or shame them into doing it, but President Trump has.
Yes, and over the last couple of years, our NATO allies have increased the amount of funding that they have put into NATO. So it's been happening. There is a formula for every country to follow in terms of its gross domestic product. And from what I have read, I do have my iPad. We could look it up right here. From what I have read, these countries have begun to meet the levels that they are intended to meet.
And if yesterday you talked about how all these businesses wouldn't let the government workers come in and charge free food, but, you know, suppose it was the same thing. You know, they haven't quite made their payments. You think the government's going to, you know, the grocery store's going to give you free food because almost there?
I will tell you what. Now
I can't give you $3 for this loaf of bread, but can I give you a buck and a half?
I don't like to assume, because we all know what happens when you assume. But I think the grocery stores in our area, if there were utterly starving families, because they were federal workers shut out of their jobs by Donald Trump. If there were starving families out there,
you mean by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer?
I think that the grocery stores in our area would be full participants in helping them to at least put food on the table.
Well, we have two emails here. One from Mike Bowling, who says, Joe, doesn't the unfounded criticism of Trump remind you of Ronald Reagan's poor treatment back in the 1980s? Yes, it certainly does.
And what poor treatment is that? My gosh, the man ran for re-election. He won, 49 out of 50 states?
That doesn't mean he wasn't vilified or pounded upon by people who disagree with him politically. Think back to all the times he was insulted for being stupid and not up on things, didn't know about stuff.
And I know, Joe.
Same thing that we're hearing about President Trump.
And the truth is that those of us on the left should just keep our mouths shut when we see this kind of thing.
And now here's one you'll like. This is from our friend Tom, who says, Trumpty Dumpty promised a wall. Trumpty Dumpty lied to you all. All the billionaire fascist and corporate con men got the racist to lower their taxes again.
Not bad.
He says, comedian Jeff Foxworthy says, if you're saying there's an emergency and you're waiting to declare it, you just might not have an emergency. But here's what's interesting, and then they both are funny, that the survey released by Quinnipiac, I always have trouble saying that, shows that 54% of the American people believe there is an emergency at the border. Okay, Dale, you're on the mark from Sunbury. What's up?
Yeah, I would say it's a great time for tort reform, because what we have here is the media and the FBI embezzle money out of moderates. Because to say if all the left and all the right all decided to become moderates and question the expenses of these investigations with no outcome and the total tally of what's coming out of taxpayers' money. So I think civil lawsuit against the national media and the FBI would stop all this cronyism, because it seems like the moderate voice is being totally squashed, because everybody keeps quoting the left and the right. So the best thing to do is have tort reform and throw all those pieces of junk out of there, because it's a total mess. There's no conviction 2 years, and they're just playing it. I think Donald Trump is part of it, too.
Okay.
Because all he has to do is say, what's going on with all this taxpayers' money just going right into these investigations with no outcomes? I mean, really? Can someone speak up for the moderates, or the left or the right jump to the moderate side and question these jokers?
Well,
it's sickening.
Sickening.
Okay. It's hard to disagree with one point that Dale makes, the fact that moderate voices are being lowered and lowered and lowered and kind of ignored, and that he is absolutely right about that.
Can we start a civil lawsuit against national media and the FBI?
No, I don't think so.
Why can't we?
Because
the
Dale
is trash anymore.
Despite that's your opinion, I don't think the media is extorting money
trash
from the people.
It's total trash. Okay. You know it is.
No, I don't know any such thing, but I accept the fact that you believe it. Well, I think Dale got mad at me.
Now, Joe, let me ask you, do you remember a magazine many years ago? It was called George.
Vaguely.
Okay, this was a magazine. It was published by the late John F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, yes, okay.
And the whole basis of that magazine, George, was because Kennedy recognized that Americans now see politics as entertainment. And I think one thing that has happened, as it has become a form of entertainment, you will see the voices that the more strident voices on the left and on the right are getting louder, because that's what draws people.
Okay, we have to take a break. A quick email from Glenda that we didn't get into yesterday morning. I like this one. It says, good morning. I wish everyone would stop finding fault with Joe. He's entitled to his own opinions just like everyone else. There. Now,
put that
in your pipe and smoke it. Cushion
wow.
Off. We're going to take a break. Dan from New Berlin, hang on. You're next on the Mark.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the brand new Hyundai you deserve with savings of over $7,000. Buy a $25,000 2018 Santa Fe for only $18,259. That's a savings of over $7,000. A 2018 Hyundai Elantra is discounted to an unbelievable $14,810. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has a 2018 Santa Fe Sport that was $34,890 and now only $28,840. Hyundai comes with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. No matter what size SUV you're looking for, Sunbury Motors has it. 2019 Hyundai Konas, only $23,210. 2019 Hyundai Tucson, only $26,110. 2019 Santa Fes, only $26,775. And the 2019 Santa Fe XL starts under $30,000. Now is the time to get the new Hyundai you deserve from Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
You may not know it, but your company's always under attack from hackers, spammers, and other criminals.
Sooner or later, without Pentella Data's DDoS mitigation, your network's bound to fail.
But our protection works off-site, watching, waiting, and catching thousands of attacks in real time, keeping bad data away from your servers. So even if there's a battle happening in the cloud or here on the ground, it's business as usual.
It's all possible with the next generation network from Pentella Data.
Now, more than ever, businesses need IT support to be successful. Just look at how Pentella Data's IT pros are assisting the Lehigh Valley's pros. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs and the Lehigh Valley Phantoms utilize Pentella Data IT services and it's run smooth, from wireless guest services to their point-of-sale operations and their servers. We're there because IT is our game, and it's in our name. Pentella Data IT Services. We're in it.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
The Shikellamy Acorn Little League is having sign-ups for its 2019 season. Registration will take place at Northumberland Hook and Ladder, 348 5th Street in Northumberland. Regular sign-ups will occur on January 8th from 6 until 9 p.m. Late sign-ups will occur on January 26th from 1 until 4 p.m. For both boys and girls. More details, check out the Shikellamy Acorn Little League on Facebook.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
And my choice for the best film of 2018 is Black Klansman, based on the fascinating true story of a black cop who infiltrated the KKK. This Spike Lee joint stands alongside his Do the Right Thing as one of the best pictures ever made about racism in the United States. So Black Klansman, my pick for the best film of 2018.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Kyler Murray has entered the NFL draft. We'll talk about it today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Okay, welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Steve Kushaloff is with me. Mark Lawrence is taking the second of 3 days off, and Dan's on the line from New Berlin. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, I think Trump's a lot like Reagan. People underestimate him, so does the rest of the world. When Trump's tweeting, talking points out in the press, he's actually negotiating, like he did with, say, North Korea. The elements of our society, of the United States, thought Trump was going to start World War III. With Korea, all the time, people like me knew Trump was sending out that information in order to get, President Trump calls him Little Rocket Man, to negotiate. And right now, they're working things out. That Little Rocket Man isn't sending rockets out anymore, and I think they're going to come to a good conclusion. The same thing with Canada. When he supposedly put down Canada in a bad way, well, he was negotiating. Now we have a great deal with Canada and Mexico. So I think what deliberately or not deliberately, as I call them, the left-wing group, always underestimate Trump. And I don't know if they do it because they hate him or they don't like his policies. They don't like our capitalist system. I'm not going to venture a guess. I have my own opinions, and they could be wrong, but Trump's way ahead. My one friend tells me Trump's 10 steps ahead of the world. I don't think it's that far, but I know the tweets, the information he puts out on media is not haphazard or because they want to call him stupid. He's way ahead of the curve. So,
well, as far as North Korea, you know, you say, Dan, that we're working things out.
Right.
I think all as I said yesterday, I think all we've seen so far is some nice photo opportunities with Trump and the leader of North Korea standing there smiling together. Apparently, though, North Korea, I believe they're still making missiles. I don't know that anything has necessarily been achieved. Now, Joe said they haven't tested any missiles lately. That apparently is true. And it does seem like things have kind of cooled down a little. But let's not act as if, you know, that things are just all...
let's not give the president any credit. Let's not give him a bit of credit for anything positive.
I think he's working it out. Pompeo and them are working this out, and things don't happen overnight.
I think the last meeting that Pompeo had scheduled with North Korea, he canceled it because he could see there was no point in meeting with them.
This is part of the negotiation.
I see.
President Obama told President Trump the biggest issue he had in world negotiations and world problems was North Korea. That was the big one. That's what President Obama told President Trump, and that's one reason he put so much emphasis on North Korea.
So when Pompeo cancels a meeting with North Korea, that's a negotiating ploy.
Right. It's part of the art of the deal.
Well, sure it is.
You can't lay
Steve,
all
come
your
on.
Cards
sure,
on the table.
Is.
Trump doesn't lay everything out there and tell you exactly what he's going to do. He's playing a card game, and much better than any world leaders.
Number one, I kind of disagree with that last statement.
Better than any world leader. You can be wrong if you want to.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. I'm glad I had
I'll
your
let
permission
you go,
to be wrong.
Steve, he's much ahead of... I can't even figure things out right away. But I know one thing.
Yeah.
Trump's an expert at handling the world situation, as was Reagan.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes, go ahead.
When Donald Trump has, as we learned this morning, when Donald Trump says to his own national security officials, I'm thinking maybe we should pull out of NATO. I don't really see the point to NATO. What's behind that? What is the strategic? What's the strategy behind statements like that?
You answered your own question a little while ago. They're going to have to pay their due. They're not paying up, but we're still there with them. But he's putting a threat on them and scaring them into, hey, you're going to pay up or we're not going to back you.
Hey, so, we got to move on, Dan. Thanks for calling.
Guys,
appreciate your comments.
I had a good story about Reagan. I'll tell you some other
time
when we have the time.
Okay.
You'll like it, Joe.
Okay. Thank you,
Dan.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but we do have to move on. We only have about a minute left in this segment. 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Our entire program is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Steve, just quickly in this last minute, I would have driven you nuts because a lot of times in negotiations, my first rule, I didn't write a book about it called The Art of the Deal, but in my years running businesses, radio stations, I would often say something that was pretty outrageous just to gauge the impact it had on other people.
Well, that's fine.
I didn't always plan on acting on it, but I think that you look at a negotiation and you say, what is the absolute worst that can happen out of this deal? If I push this all the way, what's the worst that could happen? And if you can live with that, then you go ahead and try and get the best outcome.
A lot of it's got to depend, too, on who you are negotiating with. You know, most negotiating sessions happen between adversarial parties. When you've got the Ford Motor Company and they are negotiating with the Auto Workers Union, essentially they are adversarial parties.
Most negotiations are adversarial.
Yes, but not when you talk about allies. Not when you talk about, Germany, England, et cetera.
So you should always bend over backwards for your allies, no matter whether they're right or wrong.
Don't twist my
words. I'm not twisting it. It came right out of your mouth, buddy. We're going to take a break for the news, and Steve and I will be back with more debate on this and other topics. We invite your calls of participation always on On the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Quicken Loans.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is tweeting on this 25th day of a government shutdown. He says a big new caravan is headed up to the southern border from Honduras, and someone should tell Nancy and Chuck a drone flying around won't stop them. CBS's Paula Reed.
The White House is considering going around House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and negotiating directly with rank-and-file Democrats. But last night, after a bipartisan group of senators met, there was very little progress that would be made. And so far, there is no end in sight.
The TSA says 92% of airport employees did show up for work yesterday. The FDA says it will resume inspections of high-risk foods like cheese and infant formula today. Lawmakers in the UK vote on Brexit in a few hours from now. If the British Prime Minister's deal is a no-go, Brits are weighing in.
We're going to get a bloody no. There's no two ways about that. But if I know one thing about the people of this country, they will pick themselves up, they'll brush themselves off, and they'll get on with it.
Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
Well, Deborah, proceedings got underway about an hour ago with a fiery defense of Theresa May's Brexit deal by her Attorney General Geoffrey Cox, who told the fractious, deadlocked lawmakers what an outsider might say to them.
What are you doing? You are not children in the playground. You are legislators.
Not clear if that scolding will be enough to save the Prime Minister's deal, with just 10 weeks to go before Britain leaves the EU. Deborah.
A confirmation hearing begins in the Senate Judiciary Committee in half an hour on the President's Attorney General nominee. According to his prepared remarks, William Barr will tell lawmakers he wants Special Counsel Robert Mueller to complete his work on the Russia investigation. Barr and Mueller worked together under former President George H.W. Bush. Volkswagen and Ford say they're teaming up to build battery-powered commercial vans and pickup trucks. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
They'll also explore ways to work together on automated and electric vehicles. Essentially, they're taking it slow. No surprise to Motor Trend Detroit editor Elisa Priddle.
I think it shows that it's very complicated. Not only are you two different automakers, but you're two different cultures.
S&P futures are up two. A Broadway icon is gone.
Hello.
Publicist says Carol Channing has died at the age of 97. She starred in Hello, Dolly, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Movie and theater critic Jeffrey Lyon says she was also a favorite of drag queens.
One of the best stories about Carol Channing is that she once, just on a lark, entered a Carol Channing lookalike contest and finished third behind two men.
This is CBS News.
National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Licensed in all 50 states, equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
This isn't your father's pony car.
Ford has unveiled its most powerful Mustang ever, the 2020 Ford Shelby GT500. It features a supercharged 5.2-liter V8 with more than 700 horsepower. The latest entry into what is becoming a crowded field of production supercars that includes a 700-plus horsepower Corvette and an 800-plus horsepower Dodge Challenger. This car has the fastest track times and quickest acceleration ever for a Mustang, 0 to 60 in just over 3 seconds. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
Viewers are split on a new Me Too-inspired ad from Gillette.
We can't hide from it. Yet.
The company's replaced its 30-year-old tagline, "The best a man can get," with "The best men can be." Some are praising the commercial. Others say they'll boycott. It's gotten more than 2 million hits on YouTube in 48 hours. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and we're excited to announce the new 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's 1-800-635-1825. Or go to MyPillow.com, click the 4-pack special tab, and use promo code SKY at checkout.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Welcome back to the program. Joe McGranahan here with Steve Kushaloff. We invite your calls of participation on the mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, the Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 702. And our program is brought to you every day by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them by visiting their great website, www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials, and you can build a Ford car or truck directly to your specifications. Click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver Package. And remember, the Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, so whatever you're driving, take it in there for service, and all sizes of trucks. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Taking a look at the headlines, AccuWeather has put out a report saying the Valley can expect snow anytime between Thursday and Sunday. As of this morning, the forecast is calling for snow to begin sometime in the late afternoon on Thursday into the night and on into Friday morning, producing perhaps 1 to 3 inches of snow. The big winter punch is set to arrive sometime on Saturday. AccuWeather is calling for the possibility of up to a foot of snow. That storm is expected to last throughout the day on Sunday. And I'm going to head south, I think, tomorrow afternoon. At Monday, of course, Washington's had, a foot of snow, so that's no safe place either. At Monday night's Sunbury City Council meeting, retired Colonel Jody Ocker became the new city administrator, effective immediately. She most recently worked for the Air Combat Command in Virginia, providing policy and guidance for 11 hospitals as the commander, nurse, and chief of medical operations. She said her past experiences have made her qualified to become a city administrator. And a beloved leader at Bucknell University is stepping down. Head football coach Joe Susan will step down as coach, and the university says he will assume a role with the athletic department. He steps down with a 38-61 record with the Bison, but more so than a winning record, the university says his wins came with the leadership and fair play skills he instilled in players and others involved in the football program. Good man, he will be missed. And that's our look at the news headlines. Left over from yesterday, Margaret sent us an email that said, "So Cindy doesn't want immigrants to come here, but one can't send money to keep them there. I can't believe Cindy said that hardworking families should pay for sending money to feed their families in Central America." Well, actually, many countries have restrictions on sending currency out of the country. It's not an unusual thing.
Well,
for whatever reason they send it out.
Yeah, the point, I guess, that Margaret is making is she's saying, wait a minute, Cindy, you don't want immigrants to come here, so we've got people here who are sending money down there to make their lives down there.
But she didn't say immigrants. As you well know, she didn't say immigrants. She said illegal
immigrants. I think what she said was, you look at the people who are here, about 50% maybe undocumented immigrants. Come on, Joe.
And you ask her if it was fair. Will you ask her what would happen if somebody from sent money home to Canada? She was taxing them, too.
And we're taxing them, too. I understand.
Okay, good. I'm glad you do. I was worried about you for a minute there.
That just, to me, is... if you really want to deal with this issue, and I've said this before, if you really want to deal with this issue of folks coming up from Central America, you work, as we did under the Obama administration, you work closely with the governments in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. You work closely with them. You even provide some monetary support, and you work with them to make conditions better in those countries.
That's what we've been doing. It's called foreign aid.
No, foreign aid means here's your money, good luck spending it. Joe Biden, when he was vice president, one of the things Biden did, he worked with the, I believe it was called the Alliance for Prosperity. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not going to look through my notes. But he worked very closely with those countries, and conditions in those countries were beginning to get better. The Trump administration not only has pretty much curtailed that. Now we see Donald Trump talking about, because this is what he does, this is how he negotiates, Donald Trump now talking about, maybe we should cut off aid to Guatemala, the Honduras, and El Salvador. That's part of his outstanding negotiating
skill. So what
are we
buying? What are we buying there? We're not buying love. We're not buying respect. We're not buying anything.
Apparently, this is how Republicans see things today. It's all in terms of dollars and cents, and we're going to drop out of NATO unless they come up with more money. We're not going to work with our partners in Central America because it's all about money.
When we're running a $21 trillion debt, isn't it all about money?
And I'll tell you what, Joe, you and your Republican friends are very willing to spend $25 to $40 billion on a 1,900-foot wall along the southern border.
No, but I'm willing to spend $5 billion to get things started, and then we'll see if that helps. If that helps, fine. If it doesn't help, fine.
The point is, we have gotten things started. There are many places, as you well know, there are many places along the border where there are barriers. There are places where some type of barrier works. That's been the whole problem with this whole wall fiasco. Donald Trump simply says, a wall, we need a wall, we need a wall. Yesterday, I think somebody had told me, it was you who told me, that Donald Trump had sent a letter specifying what he wanted this $5.7 billion.
Right, and you read your list, yes. And you only found a few things, but that isn't the whole thing.
Well, here's my iPad.
Again, I go back to what I said. He tried to have that information presented by the Director of Homeland Security to the Republicans and Democrats when Chuck Schumer yelled at Nancy Pelosi, interrupt her. Don't let her finish.
Let me take 5 minutes and look up under Google. Okay. Schumer, interrupter.
All right. And we have a call pending, but a quick email. So Dick says, maybe it's only me. I'm concerned that almost every general, admiral, all with years of duty, war and peace, that have tried to serve President Trump have ended up leaving, usually not on their own. I think he is not one to want other opinions, especially if they differ from his. I hate to think of his son-in-law as his military advisor. This is life and death stuff to those that serve. Maybe the NATO issue, nobody left to say no. Well, I'm not so certain. I tend to maybe not entirely disagree with that. I don't think President Trump likes hearing opinions that differ greatly from his, but he should want to hear them. And I don't know whether that's true or not. But
well, he's come up with a fantastic way not to get other opinions, and that is by not sharing information. You know, the man over his 2 years in the White House, he had 5 meetings with Vladimir Putin and doesn't share that information with anybody. And he even goes to the...
When did he have 5 meetings with Putin? He had some phone calls with him. He didn't have meetings.
Everything
he met with him
once. In 5 different locations. Everything that I have found says over 2 years... meetings in 5 different locations. That sounds like 5 different encounters.
They must have been secret, too. Yeah, this is secret stuff.
Joe, you were talking about negotiating ploys. Is this the way to negotiate? To me, it's like this.
I don't know.
A football team. I love sports analogies. the football team, the quarterback, goes to the sideline and talks to the coach and says, "Coach, we need a good play." So the coach gives him a good play. Quarterback goes back on the field, doesn't tell the rest of the team. He just says, "Just hike the ball to me and I'll take it from there."
Well, if he gets a touchdown, who cares? Cindy, you're on the mark.
First, good morning, gentlemen. First, I would like to say I never said I don't want immigrants to this come to this country.
I know you didn't.
A million come here legally every year. I welcome every one of them. As Joe knows, there are immigrant businesses in our community, and I do business with them on a regular basis. So that's just a false statement that was made.
Yes, it is. I agree. You never said anything of the sort.
I have no problem with that. I do have a problem with people coming here illegally, and part of it is they don't pay the taxes. When you work illegally, you are not registered, and you're not paying your taxes, and hence I believe that on exiting your money, you have to forfeit 50% of it to pay taxes. I think that's fair. If I'm going to tax a kid that's working for $14 an hour, why wouldn't I tax a person who's working here illegally? I think that's just absurd. Anyway. But I wanted to bring up the issue of NATO because I looked into it. Now, the United States, the deal is that every member nation of NATO is to have spend 2% of their GDP, gross domestic product, on defense. The United States in 2017 spent 3.6% or $685 billion a year. In comparison, the UK was 2%. So they actually met their obligation at 55%. Then came France at 45.9. Then came Germany, one of our major economic competitors, at 45. They're spending 1.2% of their GDP. Now I ask you, if you're an American working in this country trying to make a living and you find out that your money, your tax money, is supporting a country that you're economically competing against, isn't that irrational? I think it is. To me, it's completely irrational that I should be providing defense for countries who for whatever their rationale, don't choose to do it for themselves. That if they don't want to have defense, fair enough. Don't have it. But don't say, "Hey, I don't want to spend it on defense. I want to spend it on competing against you in the marketplace. You pay my bill." That's what the problem is with NATO. And I wholly support President Trump putting his foot down. For years, hat in hand, we've gone beggaring over there. Come on now, guys. Pay your 2%. While we're paying the bulk of the cost. And that's just not fair, especially as these countries work so hard to compete with us economically. It is unfair to the average middle-class worker in this country to expect them to pay for defense for other countries who then compete against them in the same marketplace.
Well, moreover, it's what they agreed to when they signed on.
Exactly. And some of these countries are just as wealthy or better off than we are, and they're not carrying their freight. That's really unfair.
Well,
totally unfair.
Margaret, in 1945...
That's not Margaret, it's Cindy.
Oh, Cindy, excuse me, Cindy. In 1945, the United States spent $341 billion on World War II. So that's fine. If you want to wreck NATO and leave the world to people like the president of Turkey and Vladimir Putin, that's fine. Just remember, World War is going
to
cost us a lot more than
that
defense.
We can only make arguments through hyperbole. Either I 100% support the folly that we conduct right now, or I'm an ogre that wants to cast the world into a great yawning pit. There is a middle ground in life, and this is an example of the middle ground. Now, I would have no problem coming to the defense of these countries. Give us a call. But I shouldn't be forced to carry the freight for them. If they don't value that, if they want to assume that risk, okay. They should be free to do that, but then don't expect me to pay your bill.
So, Cindy. Bear in mind who really caused the United States to spend that amount of money in World War II. If Britain and France had taken steps and Harold Macmillan hadn't been such an appeaser, the German army had absolute orders when they first marched into the Rhineland at the slightest indication of French resistance to retreat. But France didn't resist. And as somebody pointed out yesterday, they spent a lot of money building a wall that didn't work, the Maginot Line. But if they had stood up to Hitler, we might have had an entirely different situation.
Right. And if at the very beginnings of World War II, if the United States had been involved, maybe the outcome would have been different. But Franklin Roosevelt, because there was no NATO, there was no...
Well, there was the League of Nations, Steve.
Well, that was... Yeah, the League of Nations, very effective. Franklin Roosevelt had to spend how much time just to persuade the American public, this is something we need to get involved in. Who knows, Joe, if we had gotten involved right at the outset, what would... maybe Pearl Harbor would never have happened.
Might not. Well, okay. It would have happened because when the Chinese or Japanese evaded China, we froze all their assets and stopped sending them oil and stopped sending them scrap metal. They only had several months' supply, maybe a year's supply, and so they either had to go to war or they had to attack somebody else.
Right. Now, let me just say also in response to Cindy, and if she wants to call back for another minute and respond to this, now she says that essentially she is saying that if we are going to come to the aid of our NATO allies, they should not be competing with us in the marketplace.
No, that's not what she said. That's not at all what she said.
She said that, actually, I think she said it
two
or three times.
She said they compete with us in the marketplace, so why shouldn't they pay their fair share of their dues?
And then she said, and these are countries that are even competing with us in the marketplace.
Right, but she said if they need help, we'll come to their aid. She said that. You go back and listen to the program. She said it. Okay, we got to take a break, a quick one. Lance is on the mark. We'll ask him to hang on, and we have another email. But to stay on schedule, we do have to take a quick break. We invite your calls on our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or send us a text at 70236.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December, those are the months of the year. What's with making revolutions, resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions. And what's with old Lang Syne? This kid wants some new Lang Syne.
SECV8 is the home for live coverage of your favorite local high school winter sports. Whether it's wrestling or boys and girls basketball, you'll find the full schedule of games and matches on SECV8.com. Tune in live, set your DVR, or catch the rebroadcast. Watch SECV8 exclusively on Service Electric Cablevision Channel 8 or in HD on Channel 508 and anytime with On Demand. Nobody covers live high school sports like SECV8. Scale new heights with Service Electric Cablevision Internet Service. 1 gig is here. Your entire family can binge watch their favorite shows online, stream movies and music, game like a champion, tweet and Snapchat with friends, all at once on multiple devices. 1 gig means everyone can do more seamlessly with no buffering or slowdowns. Call 877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/internet today. That's secv.com/internet.
Mark Patrick Hypnosis is coming to Lewisburg on January 15th for 1 day only. Lose weight or stop smoking now through hypnosis. Join the over 500,000 people who've stopped smoking and lost weight the Mark Patrick way. That's right. Join America's best-known hypnotist, Mark Patrick. Weight loss hypnosis seminar is Tuesday, January 15th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Stop smoking hypnosis seminar is from 8 to 10 p.m. Both are at the Best Western Plus Country Cupboard Inn, 7701 West Branch Highway. Registration starts 30 minutes prior to sessions. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. For only $49.99, attend these life-changing programs and learn how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your goal to lose weight or stop smoking without any willpower. 100% guaranteed. So whether you need to lose weight or want to stop smoking, join Mark Patrick Hypnosis Tuesday, January 15th at the Best Western Plus Country Cupboard Inn, 7701 West Branch Highway. Doors open 30 minutes prior to seminars. Go to markpatrickseminars.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Steve and I can't even agree during the break. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And Lance from Herndon, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to wish everybody a very happy National Bubble Bath Day.
Fine. I hope you're not in the bubble bath now.
Oh, not right at this point. But anyway, up until, well, just recently, every liberal I ever heard talking about problems in Central America and problems in Latin America, you know, whole thing, was caused by the USA's intervention in their affairs, except for the boy on the phone right now. When Taylor was there, he outlined it perfectly, what I thought that the entire left end was feeling about it. It was our intervention that caused the problems, and now they're coming home and we got to pay for them.
Yeah, it used to be that the United Fruit Company was considered, we were acting as their agent, as our government was acting as their agent.
Yeah, 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 that's the whole deal there. And it just seems a bit odd there that now we're saying that it's because, you know, we didn't.
Well, it depends on what supports your argument. You know, if you don't like Donald Trump, then you don't want to. You want to say that we're pulling back and we're not involved and we're not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. If you support him, then you think what he's doing is good. So,
and then, well, in Vietnam, I know well there because I mean I was a duped resistor in the whole thing. It was that if we just backed off and let the two North and South take care of it, we'd have no problems at all. And after the pullout, why, we saw that that certainly was not the case. All the horrid murders that went on, you know, after that.
Well, look at what we did for North or for South Korea. I mean, the economic miracle when we went in there in the 1950s, those people were living in huts.
Yeah.
And only a few people had any money. And now look at the society that they've developed there. You know, it's the envy of that part of the world.
Absolutely, yeah. It really is.
And that was American intervention that did that.
Well, insofar as having difficulties among allies, I don't think that Steve was ever in any kind of an organization at all. I don't care if it was the Boy Scouts or church or whatever.
I've been in a few.
Well, you had some real disagreements there.
About?
Oh, well, you name it. There was one church that broke up because they didn't have ice in the lemonade for the church picnic.
That wasn't
true.
My church. that's absolutely. Of course, you're right. You know, there are always going to be disagreements. Right now, I do. I attend the a Methodist church in Northumberland, and at the national level, there are some real disagreements within the Methodist church, and they're working. I don't know if they are working them out, but they are discussing them at least with some level of reasonableness. I don't see a lot of tweets on Twitter about disagreements within the Methodist Church. So there's no doubt that in organizations there are going to be disagreements. There are ways to work them out.
Well, human nature and what we're talking about here is brought home by a Paul Harvey story. It would take me about 30 seconds.
All right, that'll wrap it up. Go ahead, give us your
30-second
story.
Yeah, okay. The stock castaway on the desert island is there for 10 years. During that time, putting together flotsam and jetsam and everything, he's put together a few buildings on the place. One day he looks out there and there is an ocean liner. Starts a big fire. Pretty soon there's a launch comes ashore, and he's talking to the folks. He's going to be rescued. And they're looking around at the buildings and say, "What's that building over there?" He says, "Well, that's where it's my house." I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "What's that building there?" He said, "It's my workshop." I said, "Yeah." I said, "What's that building here?" He said, "It's where I go to church." He says, "Well, what's that building up on the hill?" He says, "Well, that's where I used to go to church."
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your story, Lance. That's a good one. We have a text. It says, Mr. Steve sure seems to have selective hearing. Cindy plainly stated her case about NATO, and please don't move it in front of what I'm reading, Steve, and he didn't want to hear those facts about nations in NATO economically competing with the U.S., yet not being willing to meet their financial obligations to NATO. She never said they shouldn't compete, but she did say they need to meet their NATO obligations. As a taxpayer, I wholeheartedly agree.
And, you know, the bottom line is, sure, there's no doubt about it, NATO allies should pay their fair share. But this whole point that Donald Trump has apparently driven home with some of our listeners, NATO is not about money. Sure, bombs and airplanes and rifles cost money, but if you think that the bottom line with NATO is dollars and cents, you are really missing the big point. Now, I did talk about aid we had provided to
Before you leave that point, I submit to you that NATO is about money. The whole idea behind the agreement was that all of us would get together and provide for our common defense against the Russians. And that requires money. You cannot say, we'll supply money, but Europe can just give us some stones to throw at them.
For heaven's sake, Joe, nobody is saying that. There's no doubt about
it. It's all about money. It was the whole premise of the agreement.
No, Joe, I don't know where you get this stuff from. The whole premise of the agreement is that there is a world depression, very often led by what used to be the Soviet Union. Now it's simply called Russia. And those on the other side need to work together, need to be allied, come to each other's aid, as the NATO allies did when we were attacked by terrorists. And so, sure, I just said any kind of military expenditure is going to be an expenditure. But it's not about money. It's about standing up to world depression, and that's the bottom line.
Well, I submit it was to provide for our common defense against adversaries.
Sure, of course.
And everybody had to provide a certain amount of money into the pot. And the NATO governments would decide how that money was spent.
When you get 11 guys on a field with a football, is that about money or is that about playing football?
In today's world, it's about money.
Well, okay. So then, Joe, if apparently you see everything simply in terms of dollars and cents, if that's the case, I feel badly for you.
Let's say that Rob over there, our producer, was on a rampage and he was going to come over here and start assaulting us. And we had to buy a lock for the door to keep him out. And we agree to put in, each split the cost of that money for that lock. And I put my part in, but you don't put yours in. And so we don't have the lock, and Rod comes bounding through the door and assaults us. That's what NATO was about. Yes, it's to provide for our common defense, but if we don't have money to buy the lock, we can't defend ourselves.
And let's, and how are we going to decide what the best lock is? And how are we going to decide what the best way is to keep Rob out? You know, it takes working together.
You do know what NATO stands for, don't you?
North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yes. It was an agreement among the parties.
Right. And I was talking about Central America, and I did look up here, and as recently as 2016, America did provide $750 million to what they call the Northern Triangle countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and this was to fund a government effort to make some changes there. Now, even Vice President Biden made it very clear that Central American governments, very often corrupt, inept, and incapable of delivering basic services. So these are the conditions. And I think the Obama administration was very clear-eyed in recognizing the conditions down in Central America, but it also recognized that if you want the people, to put it bluntly, if you want the people to stay down there, then you got to work with those governments to help those countries make conditions livable for those people.
Well, that's a good point.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, my.
But you're wrong.
Okay, I was just about to give you a big gold star, but I'm scratching it out.
No, I agree with you that we do need I think the money's well spent if it makes economic conditions better down there. But we have in the past supported the wrong people, and we haven't held people accountable for the money we send.
And that's always, you know, that's often going to be the case. It's sometimes going to be the case. You got to have
If we give you our money, do you have any accountability to us?
Absolutely. There was accountability with what I had just read, because I'll tell
you
what.
But not with NATO. You don't think there should be accountability in NATO?
Of course. And I would imagine there is accountability among our allies. What do you think? These guys, Germany and Great Britain and France, are saying, we're not going to tell you how much we're spending on defense, United States. None of your business. I don't think that's what's happening.
Okay, one of our writers says, yes, NATO is about mutual defense, and the U.S. has always upheld its obligations materially, financially, and with human assets, and Trump expects These texts, when they come in, they get broken into segments based on the number of, characters you're allowed to have. So financially and with human assets, and Trump expects the fellow NATO members to do likewise. Why is that such a problem?
Well, we've discussed this ad nauseum, and I'm just going to keep on repeating myself. Sure. We expect them to pay their fair share, and the NATO allies should know what is expected of them. But when I see that basically everything that Donald Trump has done with our European allies, whether it's economic, whether it's military, working, protecting one another, has done nothing except to sow disarray in the European, among our European allies.
Well, as Mike...
And again, who do you think is the beneficiary of any of this discontent and dissension that Donald Trump is creating? It's Vladimir Putin.
Well, we have to take a quick break, but here's what Mike says. He says, if things are getting so much better in Central America under Obama, then why aren't things better? If things were getting better, so much better in Central America under Obama, then why aren't things better? I don't believe any president or an administration has done as much to help Central America, because it is not something we can help. Central American countries are in the midst of a population explosion. They don't have enough money, and they don't have enough jobs. A secure border would help stop the human suffering of people trying to sneak across our border and be taken advantage of. Okay, with Mike's comment, we'll take a quick break. We invite your calls and comments, 1-800-795-9565, our toll-free hotline number brought to you by the Hometown Pharmacies. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. The entire program brought to you by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the brand new Hyundai you deserve, with savings of over $7,000. Buy a $25,000 2018 Santa Fe for only $18,259. That's a savings of over $7,000. A 2018 Hyundai Elantra is discounted to an unbelievable $14,810. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has a 2018 Santa Fe Sport that was $34,890 and now only $28,840. Hyundai comes with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. No matter what size SUV you're looking for, Sunbury Motors has it. 2019 Hyundai Konas, only $23,210. 2019 Hyundai Tucson, only $26,110. 2019 Santa Fes, only $26,775. And the 2019 Santa Fe XL starts under $30,000. Now is the time to get the new Hyundai you deserve from Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Well, what a play by Mrs. Smith.
Yes, she really made a great move to get around her husband and turn up the thermostat.
Oh, there's a blitz by Mr. Smith, and that's a loss of 4 degrees.
And an increase in his energy bills.
If only he had Mitsubishi's own comfort systems installed by TD Energy, he'd find the end zone of savings.
Mitsubishi's 40% more efficient than conventional systems, and Mitsubishi's features keep your indoor air clean and healthy.
And with TD Energy's exclusive 12-12-12 warranty, 12-year parts coverage, 12-year labor coverage, and 12-year compressor coverage.
It's a TD!
Touchdown!
Let TD Energy experts install a quiet energy
energy-efficient Mitsubishi ductless heat pump in your home. It'll keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter while dramatically cutting your utility bills. And qualified buyers get 18 months deferred interest. Call 570-258-8088. TD Energy Experts, your newly appointed elite diamond contractor. 570-258-8088.
It's cold outside, but Mahindra is heating things up with more savings. Bundle up and save up to $9,600 when you buy a Mahindra tractor with Mahindra implements. Or choose zero down, 0% interest for up to 72 months. Only from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Save on Mahindra tractors at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service in Mount Pleasant Mills or hillyridge.com.
Now through March 31st. See us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I'm numb to it now when I hear it. When former players go, oh, you'd love his Belichick sense of humor. Tell me a stand-up bit that Bill's done.
I guess he's got a sneaky sense of humor.
Wouldn't he be a great ventriloquist?
Is this part of the process where they're trying not to win? Vontae Davis retires at half? That's called quitting, I believe. I don't think that's called retiring, isn't it?
The Dan Patrick Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Kyler Murray has entered the NFL draft. We'll talk about it today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Joe McGranahan here with Steve Kushaloff. And the unanswerable Paul is on the line from Northumberland. Paul, what's up?
Well, I think the answer to your question...
Which question?
Whichever it may be.
Okay.
Anything that is left unattended is like a garden that grows weeds.
Well, there's a deep thought.
Yeah, he's right. That's a good point. You take a plot of land. You could take a small little area.
Take my yard, please.
Well, you don't even need something as big as that. You take a space of land, let's say 4 feet by 4 feet, and pull out the grass and just leave it there as dirt. You give it about, I'm going to say, 3 weeks. 3 weeks in growing season, you're going to have 16 square feet of weeds.
But if I mow it, I'll have grass eventually.
No, not necessarily. You'll have short weeds.
The point is that it in order for it to be productive, you have to attend to it all the time. And man will never solve his problems because evil overcomes good if left unattended.
Well, evil overcomes good if left unattended.
Yeah, it could be something to that.
I don't know that I buy that, Paul, but it's too deep for this program.
Yeah, I'm not sure I do either, but I'll accept it.
Anything else, sir?
Well, no, not exactly, because if I gave you something that you had to think about, you may get a headache.
Well, quite often happens with me, Paul. Quite often. But thank you for the suggestion. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number.
Now,
Email us
read
on the mark WKOK.com.
Do we have to go to a break?
No, we don't have to go to a break. We have about 7 minutes.
Can read it. You can go. You could take a break, and I'll read this anyway.
I hope it's not 7 minutes long. We don't want to bore the audience.
This is from the former vice president, Mr. Biden. He says, and this is talking about...
This is a crazy Joe?
This is the aid that we sent down to Central America. He says, by the end of the Obama administration, we began to see results. The murder rate in the Honduras dropped by a third since its peak in 2011. Guatemala improved its tax collection, made inroads against corruption. El Salvador was targeting the financial networks of criminal organizations. Energy cooperation in the region was extended to reach people because a vast part of the population was not connected to the electric grid. So when we were actively working with the countries down there in Central America to help them improve conditions, there were results. And again, if you want to keep these hordes of caravans that nobody except Donald Trump seems to see, then that's where you got to
But you're missing something here, Stephen, my friend. What you are missing is the fact that these people are claiming they need sanctuary from these oppressive governments.
Yes.
That not started during the Obama administration. Apparently, connecting them to the electric grid doesn't keep their government from wanting to harm them.
No, sure, it started during the Obama administration, and the Obama administration tried to do something about it. But that was just cut.
By connecting them to the electrical grid?
Well, Joe, if that's the only thing you heard, then I don't know what you were doing while I was reading the whole thing, because there was quite a bit more to it than just the electrical grid.
Banking? You said something about banking, and they did lower the murder rate.
I have wanted, and I have not done this, so I really shouldn't even bring it up, but what the heck, we still have 15 minutes. I've wanted to look up for some time the Monroe Doctrine. Now, I know, Joe, you are a student of history. You could tell me the A, B, and C's of the Monroe Doctrine. But essentially, the Monroe Doctrine, as I understand it, talked about when you attack any part of the Americas, you are attacking all of the Americas, and so it's...
No, it was designed primarily to curb the influence of foreign countries in the Americas.
In the Americas, okay.
And to preserve it as our own private bailiwick, if you will.
Well, then, if you will. So it seemed that even under, even way back over, 200 some years ago, there was a sense of North America, South America, Central America, there was a sense of a unified entity.
That was to protect us more from Spain, England, and France.
That's fine. And now maybe we, there are always, as Paul said, there are always going to be things we need to be protected against. Maybe that's what would... what we need instead of a wall. Maybe we need a Monroe Doctrine for the 21st century.
Well, we still have the Monroe Doctrine. It's still there in place.
Well, maybe we need
And a lot of people were calling what the president is doing the Trump Doctrine, but you don't like it.
No, because it's moronic.
All right, Chris, you're on the mark, and I'm sure you just agree with that comment that was made here by Steve.
Well, I'm sure I'd like to know what Trump's done to make things better in those three countries.
Zero.
Oh. And then I don't think the United Fruit Company was totally benign. I think they did some pretty heinous things, and they were working hand in glove with the United States government.
The United Fruit Company? They were. No argument.
And about the shutdown. I mean, somehow I think Joe would be having a different view of things if, say, Obama didn't get health care passed in his first 2 years and then lost control of the House and then said, well, I ran promising I would get health care system changed for the American people. Therefore, I'm not signing any legislation funding the government until the House votes for my bill.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Joe. How would you have reacted if President Obama had said, "If you're not going to pass the Affordable Care Act,
at least I want
a
compromise."
Right. Well, the thing is, if he had put it out there for the Republicans to come to the table and negotiate, and they had failed to do so or put anything on the table, then I would agree with you.
Well,
but the Republicans did put some things on the table. They wanted to allow health insurance to be sold across state borders. They wanted to work on things like tort reform, none of which made it into President Obama's bill.
Well, actually, that's taking states' rights away from the states, isn't it?
Well, we've taken rights away from the states before.
Oh, I thought you Republicans were against that. All of a sudden, you're for it.
Well,
okay.
I mean, taking away
I'm
people's
glad you changed.
Requiring people's ability or requiring people to pay for health insurance they may not need or may not want. That's taking a pretty big chunk away from the American people.
It doesn't require them to pay. It fines them $100 for not paying, and it doesn't do that anymore, does it?
No, because it was held to be unconstitutional, as now all of Obamacare has been.
Well, because it was changed in the law, too. I don't think it. I think the Republicans sipped in a change. I don't think it was called unconstitutional.
The mandate
In fact, the court, Roberts, was a deciding vote for that, I believe. But in any case, to get back to the shutdown, the idea that this there wasn't an emergency for 2 years big enough to put the bill in front of Congress to do any negotiations about it when the Republicans were in charge. And now that people got in running against Trump and against the wall, and their first vote is supposed to be to vote for the wall?
I'm going
to
shock you,
Chris. Do you really think that's a reasonable negotiating position?
Chris, I'm going to shock you. I agree with you.
Yeah, and that's
I don't think shutting down the government is ever a good ploy. But sometimes I honestly think the president was backed into a corner. As I said before to Steve, and I'll say to you, if the Democrats had come out and said, no, not a cent for the wall, but here's what we will spend, a billion for this, a billion for that.
Joe, I've said that many times.
No, they haven't. They've said
exactly
one point.
What they said.
They've said, here's $1.3 billion, that's all you get.
Now, Joe.
No, they said $1.6
just to hold the government open until February.
But $1.6 is a drop in the bucket compared to the $5 billion the president thinks we need.
But how much is for the wall?
I don't know.
Not having the wall, how much else does he want to do?
That's a good question. What will the Democrats offer?
What will the president ask for if you take away for the wall?
But
Chris,
this is what we should be negotiating. This is what we should be sitting down in Washington and talking about.
That's what Schumer and Pelosi went to the White House to negotiate.
No, they didn't. All they went there to say was no, nothing.
Let me finish, Joe.
Okay.
And they sat down, and Trump asked his big walkout question. If I open the government for 30 days or 60 days, will you give me what I want, which is the wall? And they said no, and he says, well, then I'm getting out of here. He decided not to negotiate anything else. That's what the walkout was about.
Because they wouldn't put anything on the table. They just said, you can't have anything.
No, that's not accurate.
No, that is accurate.
Nothing for the wall. They didn't say nothing about border security.
Because Trump
But they didn't offer anything for border security. They didn't offer anything.
That's what the negotiation is for. You can't walk out.
Exactly.
And having the negotiation, he wanted everything for the wall.
You know,
they
Joe,
said no, they would not give it to him.
Joe is sitting here. He's going to give Chris a heart attack. He's given me a heart attack. You know, Donald Trump didn't say, okay, what will you give me? He said, if I give you this, will you give me the wall? They said, no.
Okay, but
so
Steve,
why doesn't he say to them, what will you give me?
But if I say to you, I want this, and you say no, but isn't it your turn to say, but here's what I will give you?
Oh.
Isn't that negotiation?
He walked out before. He didn't ask, what will you give me?
He slammed his hand on the table and he walked
There's
out.
There's no indication he slammed his hand on the table. The other people there at the meeting don't remember.
I don't care if he slammed his hand on the table. Just get to the point.
Okay. Hey, we got two other calls pending, Chris. We got to move on. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
1-800-795-9565. We got to take a quick break. Bob from Milton, hang on. You're next on On the Mark.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the brand new Hyundai you deserve with savings of over $7,000. Buy a $25,000 2018 Santa Fe for only $18,259. That's a savings of over $7,000. A 2018 Hyundai Elantra is discounted to an unbelievable 14,810. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has a 2018 Santa Fe Sport that was $34,890 and now only $28,840. Hyundai comes with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. No matter what size SUV you're looking for, Sunbury Motors has it. 2019 Hyundai Konas, only $23,210. 2019 Hyundai Tucson, only $26,110. 2019 Santa Fe's, only $26,775. And the 2019 Santa Fe XL starts under $30,000. Now is the time to get the new Hyundai you deserve from Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
It's cold outside, but Mahindra is heating things up with more savings. Bundle up and save up to $9,600 when you buy a Mahindra tractor with Mahindra implements. Or choose zero down, 0% interest for up to 72 months. Only from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Save on Mahindra tractors at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service in Mount Pleasant Mills or hillyridge.com.
Now through March 31st, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Lisa Barrick from Coldwell Banker Penwin Real Estate, and I would like to take this time and give thanks to our clients who have trusted us.
Hang on a second.
Now what?
You're not reading the script I gave you.
I know, but I just thought it was important to say thank you, too.
You never say thank you to me.
This isn't about you. This is about our loyal clients that we happen to call friends.
So now I'm not your friend.
We're friends.
Aw, hugs.
We know people have choices, and I just wanted to say thank you to those who made Coldwell Banker Penwin their choice.
Okay, we're friends again.
Put Coldwell Banker Penwin Real Estate to work for you. you. Contact me, Lisa Barrick, at Coldwell Banker, or Penn1.com.
I love watching remodeling and house flipping TV shows, but I always wondered where I could find furniture like they use on my favorite shows. Then I discovered Railside Furnishings in Mifflinburg. They have real wood furniture, all in modern and rustic styles. I love the farmhouse and live edge look, and the quality Amish craftsmanship means these pieces will last. Plus, they'll customize any piece for me. Railside Furnishing is not your average furniture store.
Dining room tables, mattresses, there's something for every room in your home. Railside Furnishings Mifflinburg, and at railsidefurnishings.com.
Throughout the year, News Radio 1070 WKOK will conduct listener contests both on-air and online. To view the general rules to all WKOK contests on-air and online, visit WKOK.com. Click Connect with Us and General Contest Rules.
Animal research just doesn't save people. It saves animals, too. 1 minute to learn more, visit horsefacts.org.
We're winding down and on the mark. We got about 5 minutes left, two calls pending, and a couple of emails. One of our emailers says, the Trump administration has pledged $5.8 billion worth of private and public development funding for Central America and $4.8 billion for southern Mexico. And that is from the AP. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Bob from Milton, you're on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I have a little bit of a different spin on Trump. I'm not sure even he believes some of the things come out of his mouth. And what I mean by that is he's taken several stances that, in order to maintain a base, that don't go with things he had said previously. The first one, in 2015, he came out pro-life in an interview with, I believe it was a Christian magazine. He had changed his stance on abortion five times in the previous 4 years, none of which seemed to grab a base. 2015, suddenly he switches from pro-late term abortion, his own words, to pro-life, and boom, he has a base. So I think he's playing a character because he's motivated by money. I think we can all agree on that. Correct?
I think that's his primary motivation.
As a businessman, that's not unusual. You know, hopefully
and
he's modified that somewhat.
To me, motivation, what comes with money often, power.
Well,
so then he comes out to appear patriotic against the NFL players kneeling in peaceful protest. I don't believe he cares about that even a little bit. What he hates, if you do your research, he hates the NFL. Probably
that's a good
more
point.
Than he hates Amazon.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him in. They would not let him
buy
a team.
Because of his shady dealings when he was an owner of the USFL.
That's right.
He told the other owners, I have your back. And a few days later, he's with Roger Goodell, and he said, the heck with those guys, using slightly other language I won't use on air.
Yeah, he pretty well destroyed the USFL.
That's right, and that's part of what did it. You can read that in a book called The History of the USFL, which is not about Trump, but it does include that whole scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well, the USFL
so
was never
a
viable concern anyway.
Simply to maintain and push his base. Now, that doesn't in some ways make him different from other politicians. But I have a problem. I think all of this was a power grab. I mean, is not correct that he spent most of his life as a registered Democrat?
Yeah, he apparently did. So did Ronald Reagan.
Yes, oh, absolutely. As governor of California, in fact, I believe.
No, he was a Republican governor of California, but he had been a Democrat.
Was he a Republican by then? I didn't recall that.
And Ronald Reagan had principles. And Donald Trump, I agree with you, has virtually no principles. The only principle seems to be how big can I make my wallet?
Exactly. Exactly, because I don't truly think he cares about anybody or anything. This wall, which to me, and I've said this from the beginning, is a joke, because many scientists will tell you this will be an environmental and ecological disaster. It will wipe about between 100 and 300 species of animals off the face of the earth forever. Including the Mexican gray wolf.
And you know, when he went down to Texas a few days ago, I think one of the Border Patrol agents showed him one of the barriers and also showed him the tunnels that had been dug under those barriers. So it seems like...
I saw that story, too. And
did you happen to see the...
on the news on your station during not this past break, the one before, he's created another crisis.
I'm sorry.
Another caravan.
Bob, we're out of time. The program's over. I'm sorry. They're giving me the theme music to get out of here.
That's
call back tomorrow
right,
and finish your thought.
You have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Sorry, we never got to the other caller. I look at the clock a little bit wrong, but we thank you for your calls and participation. Steve and I will be back tomorrow as Mark Lawrence takes the third day of his undeserved vacation off. And we thank our producer, Rob Center. Look forward to seeing you all again tomorrow on The Mark and
WKOK.
See you tomorrow,
Joe.